Give me that intro, boy.
What's going on, fuckers? I'm back again with Stitch. It's been a long time since I've recorded. We have not put a podcast up in fucking months, so we're going to try again. It's been 10 seconds in, and I've said fuck 3 times now, so monetization's going to be hard, so make sure you spread this fucking shit out to everybody you know. If they don't like this type of shit, fuck them. They don't need to be your friends anyway. We're talking about drugs. We're talking about hard shit. And we're going to town trying to make an album here as a new faggy boy band. I don't care if I said fag. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Let's hear what we have to say, shall we?
We're talking about my my shroom trip that I did on Wednesday currently.
Shrooms trip. That sounds like a good fucking time.
It was fantastic. It's actually, I swear to God. I mean, so every time that I've done shrooms about 6 times now.
6 times, all right.
So, every time that I've done them with a group of people, and they've never been, it's never been a group of people that I can really connect with on a basis that I can have a conversation shroom-wise.
Again, this is why I want to fucking do it with you, because first of all, I feel like I need someone to do it with me.
Yes.
And on top of that, you said you've done it a few times, and you need someone to converse with while you're on that, type of
exactly.
psychedelic.
Exactly.
So.
And it's not necessarily like... I don't have people.
None of that shit.
Hey!
We're coming live from my living room. My cat is going ape shit right now on some ball in the wheel shit.
Bro.
Continue. What'd you say?
But no, I've done it 6 times. So my thing is I need someone to do it with, but it's not someone that like I can just do it with.
You need someone to fully experience everything with.
Exactly.
It's not someone that you just I took it at the same time. It's someone that can reach your level of creativity, life experience type shit, right? Is what I'm hearing?
Pretty much.
Okay.
In that sense, yeah. It's not only that, just I'm very business-minded, so everything that I think of and everything that I do, I'm trying to make some sort of money out of it. So
exactly, yeah.
Even on shrooms. Shrooms in general, like, I'm very... I don't know why, dude. I'm obsessed. I don't know if you know who Jordan Peterson is.
Jordan Peterson, yeah.
Yeah, so Jordan Peterson, I'm obsessed with. I, like, on a philosophical standpoint, he's a fucking genius.
100%.
And I'm obsessed with him in that sense.
More dino nuggies, my brother?
Oh my god. I've already eaten half of mine.
I know. That's why I fucking offered some of my shit up. I saw your fucking empty plate.
I just took all of yours. All right.
The lovely housewife here has provided us with dino nuggies. Sponsor us.
Polynesian
Chick-fil-A sauce. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Chick-fil-A's not gonna be proud that we said fuck on a podcast.
No. I forgot they're totally. We're talking about drugs.
I know we're talking about
sponsoring
drugs.
Sponsoring Chick-fil-A
and asking Polynesian Chick-fil-A sauce as sponsors. That's not gonna fucking happen ever on my fucking life. I'll tell you what, but. Anywho, continue on our drug rant here.
No,
it's not really a drug. Let's be real. It's made from the earth.
Oh, it's made from the earth.
We're drunk. We're having a good time.
God put it on the planet for a reason.
God put it on the planet for a fucking reason.
Amen to that.
Now, don't read anything on your notebook that you don't want someone else taking your ideas from. Because remember, you are on a podcast now. Ah, you fuck off. Yeah, no. I know you look at me like that. Don't jump up on the phone. Don't do that.
No, but, dude, my main thing with Jordan Peterson is I turn these, like, the best way that I can convey shrooms to people is imagine, okay, let's turn it into a metaphor, as I explained to you before this.
Metaphors,
Let's reconvene on this for the people. Imagine let's turn this into space travel. So, a planet is an idea.
Right.
Now, imagine sober you is flying to this planet. Now, this planet is... You're orbiting this planet, and you want to turn this dead planet into something that is alive and flourishing.
Right,
now, you can do that sober, but it takes so much work. It takes so much effort. And if you leave the planet... You're going to abandon that work, and it's going to be very difficult for you
Right,
to
someone's
going to
pick up the credit, someone's going to fucking...
Exactly.
They're going to monetize it in their own
way
versus
exactly.
yours, right?
Now, so think about... Okay, now take shrooms.
I told you I want to. Exactly. If I'm doing it, I'm doing it with you, but like.
Yes. Oh, we're going.
And on top of that, you said your dad. I was like, now I kind of want to, especially with that group. I feel like that'd be a fun fucking time. It's like, I feel like, have you ever watched Super Troopers?
No.
No, you never watched Super Troopers?
No.
Really? No. Those guys are fucking hilarious, first of all. Second, there's a scene where this dude eats, he consumes a high amount of weed. Like, consumes it. He doesn't smoke it. He eats it because the cops are behind him. And I can see myself being that kind of shrooms high. It's like, just sitting there, like, stoned out of my mind, hearing this cop repeat, like, do you know the reason why I stopped you today? Like, 20 times. Like, oh my God, like, bro.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, and then sitting there, licking the window. Like, licking the window, like, the snozzberries taste like snozzberries. You gotta do, like, Willy Wonka shit.
One more time?
I feel like, that's how I feel like I'd be high on shrooms, just sitting there, window licker type of dude, like, you know. I feel like I'd be, like, out of my mind, just like.
Just given how we're talking even now.
Well, yeah, I get that, but.
Dude, I feel like we would, I'm not able to shut the fuck up right now.
Right, but you said earlier, I know before we started recording, you said when you were on shrooms, it's like, you have so many thoughts all at once. It's like, you can't produce an actual thought out of your mouth because you have so many thoughts all at once. And it's just, you can't produce any words about it because you're just sitting there thinking, but you're like, silent.
For those that are listening, I'm waving my journal right now. Writing while tripping on psychedelics in general is the best thing that you can do for yourself. It is... It's the only way that you're able to get a majority of your thoughts onto paper in a quick way. Because on psychedelics themselves, you tend to... It's not about like the things that you come up with. It's about the realizations that you have with yourself. It's more like the things that you see and the things that you hallucinate even and the things that you hear even. You're like, oh my God. Let's compare this to me in real life. How is this comparing to me? Okay, so as an example, I was honestly like hallucinating my ass off on my last trip. I swear to God, it was some weird shit. Now,
give me some visual here. Like, okay, I know you were talking about popcorn wall earlier.
So, yeah. So, popcorn wall. So, very, very.
Hey, real quick. So, popcorn wall, if you don't know exactly what I'm talking about. If you look at your wall right now, there's obviously going to be some kind of texture on your wall. It's not going to be a flat fucking surface. You have these little fucking creases, and honestly, it looks like if you bit off a piece of popcorn and it stuck it on the wall.
Yep.
Right? You probably see that right now if you're looking. But that's what we're talking about. When it's popcorn wall, that's what it's called. It's called popcorn. I used to do that shit for ceilings, walls, paint. We paint over it afterwards. But that's what we're talking about, so go ahead after that, Stitch. We're going to...
Basically, as I was tripping, when I first started to hit my peak, the texture on the wall seemed to be 2D. So it was very two-dimensional, and it was very flowing down, almost like the wall was raining. It was very, very interesting. Huh. But so
kind of like the water on the window. If you're looking outside, watching outside the window, you see kind of water flowing down almost.
Yeah, it's almost like the popcorn texture in the wall was starting to trickle down.
So it's dripping.
It was like
okay.
It was accumulating onto the bigger droplets, and it would get bigger. But
yeah.
The way that I was going with my point before was, they started to form into this creature. And the way that I was describing it was you see things and you start to put them into perspective with your own life. They formed into this, that, like, I swear to God, this is like 100, like, this was kind of like halfway through my trip. I started already having visuals. So I already had seen a couple of things that was, I was like, oh, okay. I'm tripping. I'm seeing 3D shit. Like, this is weird.
Yeah.
So I
went
from 2D trickle into 3D. Like, I was seeing, like, prisms, like, rainbow prisms flying at me in multiple directions. I was seeing, like, the Day of the Dead creatures. Almost like,
Dia de los Muertos, or whatever the fuck it's called. The fucking skull masks that were colorful with flowers.
Exactly. Coming at me in every direction. But it wasn't... It wasn't scary as
Dia de los Muertos.
Is like it's not.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, in the Mexican culture, it's not supposed to be a scary holiday. It's supposed to be like a celebration for the dead.
It's beautiful,
right? It's a celebration,
and it was. Yeah. Like, I recorded myself on my trip, and I was like, I was crying. I looked back in the video, and I was like, I was crying.
You recorded.
Yeah, I have a video.
Okay, you have a video of yourself. I mean, no, you don't have to pull it out now. Don't worry about it now.
I'll show you this.
I mean, you can plug in now, but I know you prefer to be anonymous from this persona to that persona because of certain reasons. But
oh, dude, it was beautiful. But what happened after that? Right, I have notes on this. One, I love journaling.
Again, you can say what you want, but I'm just trying to protect what your own ideas are. You know what I mean?
So my ideas came towards the end after I started smoking weed. So
wait, you're smoking weed after you were on shrooms or after your trip on shrooms was done?
So after I was on the come down. So what ended up happening was during my peak of my trip, so to get back to the original point was, okay, so I had this creature appear, and I was staring at my wall like some dumbass shit. After seeing all these things come at me, I was closing my eyes. I was seeing these visuals with my eyes closed. It was amazing, like one of the best trips of my life. I had this like almost like hideous, like it was hideous. It was this hideous cactus, like a live cactus creature coming out through the wall.
All right, so are we like picture? I'm trying to picture this. I'm trying to like visualize. So, is it like a cartoon?
Imagine, no.
A cartoon cactus or like a realistic cactus almost?
No, realistic, but Venus flytrap. Venus flytrap cactus, like
hybrid.
It was weird, like hybrid. Like cactus body, Venus flytrap head.
Okay.
No eyes. It was weird. But my thought process.
Some sunglasses on that motherfucker, maybe?
Or... Yeah, dead ass. Some sunglasses on that bitch. But my realization in looking at that while I was tripping was, it was so weird. It was, I looked at it and I was like, damn, this thing is so ugly. Like, it's so ugly. And I was like, but this thing is having so much fun. It was like dancing around and it didn't care what I thought. Like,
did you ever watch Regular Show?
Nah.
No, you never watched Regular Show. Okay, I was about to say, there's a song on that show. It's Summertime Lovin', I think it's called.
Oh, yeah!
And there's this, like, it's literally just a tape. He's sitting there dancing his ass off, like, kind of like that. Like, with this cactus Venus flytrap shit. Kind of like that dance, like he's sitting there just fucking having a blast by himself?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, so it was just having a blast by itself. I swear to God, it was. It knew, it's almost like it knew what I was thinking. It knew that I was judging it in my mind, but it continued to have
a really said, fun. Fuck you, I'm going to dance and have a good time anyway.
It did. And here's what I thought while it was doing that. I was like, I associate myself with people that are considered to be beautiful, high class, and like amazing people, yet those people aren't as fun as the people that don't consider themselves at that level. And I don't associate myself with people that are at the level of, not to be that guy, but lower class. Like,
okay, so see, that's the thing. Even sober, like I go to work every day, and you know, I'm a blue collar worker as of right now, but I'm still trying to I'm trying to fucking make myself as a musician. But I feel that at a very personal level, I go to work and I'm training people often as a contractor even. It's like I still have to train. I'm not getting paid as a trainer. I'm getting paid as a contractor, which, believe it or not, is not as high as a paying job as you would think. Contractors usually are like, oh yeah, I'm getting paid this much because I don't have the benefits.
Yep.
And yet I'm sitting here thinking like, I feel like I'm sitting in a fucking sped classroom. I feel like I'm dealing with retards 24/7. Like, it is so fucking difficult. Yeah. And on top of that, I feel like I'm smarter than 95% of the population that I have to fucking deal with on a daily basis. Not just at work, when I go to 7-Eleven, when I go to fucking racetrack, when I go to anywhere else. I feel like I'm smarter than 95% of the population that I have to interact with. And it is so fucking bad that it's to the point where that's why I want to start a music career, because I look at people like, you know, I'm not even gonna name drop some of the rappers out there that you see. It's like, dude, how in the fuck did you make it anywhere in life? how in the fuck are you alive right now? Because so, I'm like, I am so much smarter than you. How are you making more money than me right now? I don't understand.
I got another story for you then.
So
let me tell you about my New Year's Eve. This year.
So besides the fact that we called you saying, hey, we're getting married.
Yeah.
Oh. Besides that.
Swear to God, you did.
We did.
Yeah, you did.
I'm not denying it at all. I'm just saying. Like,
my New Year's Eve this year, I flew out to LA. I was hanging out with a couple of my buddies. And we decided to go to this music producer's house. And
was this the one you were mentioning earlier that you...
No,
at the bar?
Different guy.
Okay.
That's my other boy. He's a music producer for more like older band type music. The party that I went to was EDM. Very EDM.
Okay.
Very dubstep, like hardcore, like...
I can get behind that.
Like musical, like hard shit.
The day you invite me to that, I'll fucking go there. That sounds like a blast.
Dude,
so I'm not gonna lie to you.
I was tripping on Molly the whole time. It was
I may not do Molly with you, but I will go there and still have a good fucking time sober.
Let me tell you something.
I'll get drunk.
So to get to the point that you were at with I want to be a music producer and get smarter, like
not even a producer. Smart. I just want to be a musician.
No. But
I just need connection.
But let me tell you about it. They're dumb. They're all retarded.
They are fucking retarded.
Every one of them.
As long as you know this, then all right.
Every single one of them are retarded, dude. I was the most sober person there, and I was on 0.2 grams. Like, I was on 0.2 of mics of Molly. Like, yeah. I was tripping my ass off. Everyone there was doing fucking whippets. Everyone there was doing LSD. Everyone was there on Molly and LSD, like, at the same time.
I mean, he's fucking crossing shit.
Everyone was, like, triple crossing, quad crossing. Everything imaginable.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, people were... All of these DJs were walking around with their flash drives on necklaces. No, I'm not even kidding. Like, flash drives on necklaces.
Oh, no.
We had a DJ booth set up for all of these DJs to go up and plug their hard drives onto the laptop and just start bumping their custom shit. Unreleased. I mean,
is there anybody big that you can say that it's like you don't necessarily know on a personal level?
No.
Okay.
I'll tell you after this, but like,
all right, yeah, no worries.
Yeah, like some dude, like some.
I'm just curious, like who went?
I could say some top tier people.
I mean, you could say some top tier people, but you don't have to necessarily. Huh?
Can you cut it out?
I can cut it out, but hang on, don't say anything yet. You can say some of the people, and you don't have to say that they were on anything, you know?
I got you, my dog. I'm going to write it on my journal. I'm going to show it.
You're going
to
show it to me? Okay, because now I'm really fucking curious. I'm not going to lie to you. Because if we're talking like Marshmello, DJ Snake, fucking Skrillex, or I don't know, some fucking top titty shit, you know? Like, who is it? Oh! Oh! Now... That one might actually piss my ex off, and that'd be funny as shit if I knew them.
Like,
that might piss my ex off, and that'd be funny as shit. I'm not gonna lie.
I mean, dude, like, playing some unreleased shit.
Unreleased, okay.
Unreleased shit, like, I have never...
Yeah, they're fucking mixing while they're up there, I'm sure. It's not necessarily unreleased, it's just stuff there, just like, off the top, they're like, oh, this would sound really cool, let's just fucking mix this shit in. Because like, I've dealt with a little bit of that shit, I've understood a little bit.
I was like, I was jaw-dropped.
Yeah, no.
Sitting there.
No, like, all right, you know how like most people sit there when they're, if it's a rapper, like they'll sit there and freestyle in front of you.
Yeah, and it's like,
No.
Oh my
so
God.
This is technically their freestyle at that point. It's not them, like, it's not unreleased. They don't plan on releasing this shit. They're just like, oh, I'm going to come up there and fuck around.
I'm going to put shit.
I'm going to plug in my flash drive.
I'm going to mix some shit real quick.
I've got a basic beat right now.
Yep.
After that, I'm just going to fuck around. I'm going to fucking mix and scratch this shit and scratch that shit there. And it's like, it's going to sound good. It's going to sound good.
Dude,
I'm going to drop this one. Like, I'm going to drop this beat. I'm going to put this fucking chorus up. Like, yeah, they're not going to release that shit. You heard shit that was exclusive only to you and the people at that party.
Oh my God, dude. Like, I was like.
Dude, fuck.
I was like freaking out.
Invite me to the next one, motherfucker.
I was...
If you don't invite me to the next one, I'm calling you personally, fly to LA myself,
here's the thing.
And kick you in the dick.
So here's the thing. I was... So I flew out, and I had no idea what we were doing.
I'm gonna jerk your semen off into a cup and fucking sell it to the highest fucking bidder. I don't give a shit. I will fucking do it.
Dude, I... So here's the thing. Is those people... They're... Okay, so...
They're
so,
animals at that shit, but they're dumb as fuck as regular person.
Dumb as fuck, but... Holy fuck, they're the most welcoming people.
Yeah,
they're
I don't doubt that.
So
I do not doubt that.
Amazing.
Which is why I want to meet
all
some of these people. Because like, I feel like if I can put some of my lyrics behind some of their shit, they would help me blow. I hate to use people.
Penis cat.
I hate to use people. You know I hate to use people. You know me personally. I've known you since the day you were born. I hate to use people, but I feel like if I've met these people, I could use them for my own gain, which sounds horrible when you say it out loud, but at the same time, it's like, I scratch your back, you scratch mine. That's like the simple fucking life. What's the word?
That's life.
That's just life. There's not even a word behind it. It's just life.
Dude, why do you think I go to LA?
I know. Like, I don't doubt that.
I go to LA to meet people and make connections.
Exactly. It's not about what you know. It's about who you know.
LA. The best that I can describe LA to the normal people, the people that want to go to
LA. Blue-collar workers like myself.
The best way to describe celebrity LA to people is your high school year, your high school senior year, and imagine the popular crowd and you not being accepted into the popular crowd.
Until this day.
No. Oh. And still not being accepted.
I thought you just said they're so welcoming.
Oh, no. That's the like EDM people. That's the hardcore people.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm not talking about like the celebrity LA. Like celebrity LA is like, oh, they're
Beneath me.
Oh, click. Like, you're beneath me. Like, it's like, they don't want to know anyone unless you have 10 million followers. It's fucked.
Oh, there's Jonah Hill. I'm going to go hang out with him. Oh, not these other people below me. There's Channing Tatum. I'm going to hang out with him. Not the people below him.
Those are even too high. Those are too high class people.
Right, I get that. Like, so we're talking about B, C class celebrities.
Like TikTokers. Like TikTok.
So D class celebrities.
But dude, what's fucking retarded is they have like Waka Flocka, like Snoop Dogg, like Lil Wayne, like all these rappers.
Are you okay to drop these names?
Bro, oh,
I mean, they're common names. Yeah, everybody throws those around like it's nothing. I'm just making
sure. Oh, swear to God, they're at every
I will cut it out if you fucking need me to.
Every party in LA. I swear to God.
Yeah, probably. I don't doubt that.
Oh my God, like Lil Baby, like, oh my God, they're at every party.
I don't know
who
the fuck that one is, to be honest. Lil Baby? Yeah, I don't fucking listen to anything that he... Him?
All right, hey... Podcast.
I don't fucking know, dude.
Yo, host don't know who Lil Baby is.
Bro, I don't keep up with all these modern shit. I'm you gotta remember, I grew up fucking like listening to Nirvana and Sublime and fucking.
All right, let me play you.
That's not gonna pop up on the speaker, homie. That's only strictly on my phone. So like, we might have to fucking pop out real quick and step in.
Let's play Real as It Gets. No, let's play. Like,
fuck it. I'm dropping this one. I don't give a shit. No, that's not even fucking playing.
Is that Morning BJ?
It is Morning BJ. No, it's not. Oh, shit. Did the speaker die? Oh, man. So, technical difficulties. Give me 1 minute. And the speaker died. That is why. No, it's not Morning BJ, by the way. No. That's not Morning BJ. I know for a fact it's not Morning BJ. a little drop to the guy that made Morning BJ.
Bigger than... Oh, the bigger picture. That's what it's called.
The speaker's dead. So you have to listen strictly off.
Oh, that's that. Fine.
I mean, I can turn the TV on real quick and drop some heavy beats, but...
Here you go. Here's Lil Baby.
I mean, I know him from this. Let's go in the fucking Lil Baby mobile, but that's just a meme. That was a joke of a meme.
Bro, this song is hard.
I mean, I think anything on Spotify is okay to go on a podcast with this app, so I think we're fine.
Probably not, but it's fine.
I think it is. I really think it does. Because, like, I know Anchor... By the way, Anchor is a great way to start your own podcast. You have your own ideas. You have your own talks you want to have with friends that are not sober at the moment or prior to the podcast. Anchor is a great way to start your own podcast. If you don't want to do that, then go fuck yourself. I don't care. You're not about that money life, so...
Yup.
Monetize everything you're good at. I'm good at talking. But no, so these parties are like that big. Like, it's just, you have fucking, you got your TikTokers, you got YouTubers, you got your fucking actual celebrities, movie stars, musicians, and so on and so forth. Kind of dealer.
Oh, dude. Like some Jake Paul, Logan Paul, some Drake, like, they show up to these LA parties for no fucking reason, just to make an appearance.
Just because they can.
Just because they can. Not only just because they can, but it's just like, it's a relevancy thing too. It's like,
well, yeah, they gotta stay relevant. I mean, I don't know if you heard about the fucking Logan Paul thing that just happened recently. It was this whole $3.5 million wasted because he found out his Pokemon cards weren't real.
No way! I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, that happened like this week. This week, yeah, he dropped $3.5 million on a original unopened box full of Pokemon cards.
Dude, you want to know what's fucking hilarious? I just spent $1,000 on Pokemon cards.
No, you didn't.
Swear to God, they were all fake.
Dude, you weren't even fucking that big into Pokemon. You got...
No, like, I just got them to open them. Like, just for fun. Just for shits and giggles. And so, at my cousin's wedding...
Here's the best part. Here's the best part. Hey, I can say... This motherfucker, I feel so bad for him. Because I actually kind of respect Logan. Jake, on the other hand, he's... he's immature. I would call him immature. I wouldn't call him retarded. He's immature.
He's retarded.
Alright, yeah, fine. He's retarded.
A little retarded.
Anywho, Logan, on the other hand, like, he's immature. Like, you know, he had that little dip in his career because he filmed something that was uncomfortable to him and he laughed at it. Because, you know, it's a human reaction. That's just what happens.
Yeah.
You're not used to something and you fucking laugh at it. Granted, he probably should have edited that part out. But... Anywho, he had a dip in his career, and he's, you know, he's back on top of the world. He's fucking boxing. He's doing his great shit. He's doing Pokemon cards. He's doing his podcast. He had the Island Boys on, and they're fucking faggots. Fuck those guys.
Oh, I agree. 100%.
Oh, my God. I hate them so much.
Oh, I do, too.
Oh, so much. But anywho, he dropped $3.5 million on Pokemon cards, which is an unopened box, like a full-on, like, and they had someone analyze the box. He didn't open it. Nothing. The tape. They had an analyzer analyze the tape that was over the box. Said, oh, yeah, this is around the same time that the first generation cards came out. Like, the tape. The fucking tape. He's like, yes, this is about the same time. They finally opened it because he went back to the seller, the guy that he bought it from. He's like, I heard these might be fake. Can we talk about this? And they had a whole full-on discussion. And it started happy and everything. You know, they were fucking, like, chilling, talking, whatever, bullshit. And then they finally said, fuck it. We're opening this box. He opens the box, and you know how, it was a bigger box, it was like probably, you know, I'd say about a foot by half a foot. And that's going to be a lot of containers of actual Pokemon cards, you know, because like each container of Pokemon cards is, you know, probably 6 inches by 6 inches.
Yeah.
It's not a very big box, not 6 inches by six, but, and so anywho, he feels them and they immediately start crumpling, which means there's not that many cards in there. And they're like, yep. No fucking way. So he opens one. And it's G.I. Joe cards. It's not even Pokemon, dude. It's fucking G.I. fucking Joe. Which, I didn't even realize they made cards for G.I. Joe. But he opens $3.5 million wasted.
Damn it.
And the guy that he bought them from, he bought them for $2.7 million, I think. And I was like, dude, no fucking way. Both these dudes just waste that much fucking money on G.I. Joe cards. Now, on the other hand, if G.I. Joe blew up...
Did the other guy have any idea?
No, he didn't know either because he left the box unopened, the full fucking box. Not the little individual Pokemon card boxes. He left the full box of, like, I think it's supposed to be like 12 boxes of Pokemon cards unopened because the tape was around the same time.
So do you go back down the train of...
You have to find the seller again.
The original seller.
If you find the original seller, good luck. But if not, then you're fucked, dude.
No, either way.
You're not finding that shit. That guy's probably hidden. He's like, I'm sold this. I'm changing my name. I'm changing my fucking bank accounts. I'm changing all this shit. Like,
the thing about collectibles like that is that's illegal. Yes,
it is illegal, but that's the thing. How the fuck are you going to trace this guy back?
So who gets in trouble for it?
These are supposed to be the OG original first generation cards, which were hand-drawn. Who gets in trouble is the fucking guy that sold him this shit.
Sold Logan the shit? Or the guy that sold Logan the shit.
The guy that sold Logan the shit. That's who's supposed to get in trouble, but you can't find him. Nobody gets in trouble at that point. Nobody.
No, someone has to.
No, that's not necessarily true. Think about it. What? I mean, it's not your fault.
So is Logan just fucked?
Pretty much. That's why, like, you know, in his recent video, he's like, yo, everybody go watch my video because I need to make that money back. This is some bullshit. I need to make that money back.
Goddamn.
Because it's an OG box full of OG cards, which are from the first generations, was either supposed to be hand-drawn or the very first copy of said hand-drawn card. So, yeah, $3.5 million down the drain. I feel horrible for him because, like, I actually respect Logan a little bit. Like, he seems like a cool dude. He's matured
Logan
enough.
Logan seems way more matured now than...
Oh, 100%. Well, think about it.
Ever.
Think about where he started from, though. He started as a Vine star, which was... Like,
his
it ended.
Vines were clean.
Dude, his vines are funny. I enjoyed watching on Vine before TikTok and Musical.ly was a thing. Vine was where it was at. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I love Vine. TikTok, on the other hand, is like, I'm hit or miss.
TikTok's a little,
It's a weird fucking setup.
It's just not setup. Funny.
It's a weird setup. Some of the things on there are funny, but a lot of it's just cringy, I feel like. So, like, you know, you got the fucking...
Swear.
Those people out there coming out with, like, you know, furry shit. You got, I don't even know what to call the rest of it. I've been watching compilations of, like, the most cringy shit on TikTok. Because, like, it's funny to me because I can sit there and laugh at a person and not feel bad about it.
You watch YouTube TikToks. That's about it. Like...
Yeah, pretty much. For the most part, that's where I come from. The only reason I actually use TikTok for TikTok is because I'm finding new music. Like, AKA Swayco the Child. Fucking love that dude. I found fucking, what's his name? Christian Gates. Like, all these new musicians coming out, which is what I'm trying to do once I finally find my style, my voice, and able to put out a full LP. Then, yeah. I mean, like I said, we're going to start a boy band now. We're going to be those guys. Fucking unzip, fucking between the cheeks, fucking whatever the fuck else we came up with tonight at the bar.
Unzipped,
that was a good one. Between the cheeks.
I like unzipped. Unzipped is kind of
what, cool. What was the other one with the fucking anarchy side?
Oh
fucking,
my god, what the fuck was
what do we
that?
Call it?
Oh, dude. God.
Whatever we called it, we had the fucking gang sign for it.
It was
everything.
Like the... It was the double...
It started that, but then we turned it into the anarchy symbol with the fucking symbol. Tongue through the middle, like... Yo, this shit.
God damn it.
DJ 50 Cal is going to be our producer. You know, he may not be big. You probably won't find him anywhere. He's a party-specific DJ. But low-key, he's DJing at my wedding. He's a fucking god behind the fucking wheels there.
This same song he's been playing for...
Dude, fucking change it up. I don't know. Fucking his shuffle.
11 minutes. Where's baby at? Let me see.
Low-key, I gotta piss, but I can hold it. Cause
I gotta pee, too.
We're going. You just want to go to the bathroom at the same time on the podcast?
On the podcast?
On the podcast? Streams? We'll fucking, like, sword fight.
Cross streams on podcast?
How many podcasts do you know that have actually had a sword fight?
Absolutely none.
Yo, straight up no homo, but at the same time homo, because it's 2022. I'll do it. Don't fucking tempt me. I'm not joking either. I'll fucking do it. Yo, fans out there, if you want to hear sword fight piss streams and download the episode and share it to 5 friends. If you don't, then you're not real. You're a bot.
You're a bot.
You're a bot. Fuck it, let's do it. Let's go. We're doing it. We're fucking piss streams. We're pissing streams.
I gotta pee so fucking bad.
Yo, no podcast has done this shit yet, I'm
no
sure.
No podcast has done this.
Joe Rogan hasn't even done this shit, bro.
Now, are we gonna get banned off of Spotify? Probably so, but... You know what?
I can survive
it's
one
fine.
Episode not being monetized.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. I haven't shaved in a while, so don't fucking judge me.
No, I don't shave because my fans... Shit, I can't say that
they
shit.
They like the hair?
They love the hair.
Really?
Yeah, swear to God.
That's
where... Damn, can y'all hear that? Hold up. Can y'all hear the power of the two strings? Oh, hang on. I gotta shake. I gotta lean over a little bit.
Dude, you're bushing toe. Don't, bro, I just fucking cleaned this toilet, dog.
My fault, bro. I'll clean it. I'll wipe it. I got the TP, don't even worry about it.
The housewife is probably sitting there thinking, like, oh my god, I fucking hate my boyfriend.
She's like, why is my boyfriend crossing streams again?
She broke the fucking... She's mad. She's mad, 100%. She's
I was
mad.
Asking to wipe the toilet seat, but...
I forgot to wash the toilet seat. Fuck it.
Oh, you wash your hands?
I wash my fucking hands.
Oh, see, my dick is clean. I don't even wash my hands.
I touch one person only. My dick is clean enough.
See, I touch one person only too, and that's myself. My right hand.
Palma.
Palma.
Palma don't count.
Palma don't count.
Palma don't count.
God damn it.
This is going to be a long episode because we're drunk and now we're just kind of fucking rambling.
This is a really good episode.
Dude, you haven't even fucking touched your vodka, dog.
I forgot I had this thing here.
And obviously she forgot her water. I'm gonna put myself one more because we're inside vodka. I'm gonna go to
I'm gonna drink her water actually. Here, take mine. I'm gonna drive home.
Okay, drive home?
Yep.
Alright.
I'm already sobered up.
Dude, we haven't even started our fucking unzip band. Dude, boy band all the way.
It's 3 a.m.
It is 3 a.m. You know what's sad is that we actually have quite a few listeners still. It's like I've noticed I've gotten a little bit more following after the fact. And they actually enjoy this shit. I don't know why people listen to this. I really don't.
Mitch, fuck off.
Don't get me wrong. I'm very happy that people do. I think there's piss on my phone. I think there's piss splash on my phone after that.
Bro?
So either that or water from me washing my hands. Do you not see the droplets?
Oh my god.
I'm gonna have to fucking like desanitize my phone.
Is that from the cat?
That is not from the cat, that is from us.
Oh, that's from us.
That is from us, 100%. Oh. Where would the cat get fucking water droplets from?
I mean, I just threw the cat over your phone. Like, just now.
No, those have been there for a minute now. Oh,
is that dried?
It's not dried.
Okay, good.
That's not dried. Yeah, I feel that.
Yep. Yep.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Anything else on your shrooms
trip? Oh, dude.
Anything else from the wise words of Stitch?
Let me tell you about it. I'll send you guys off with a quote that I came up with on my shroom trip. It's not about the want for more. It's about the time that you have and how invaluable you're using it.
I feel that. I feel that, yeah.
Yeah. That was the one quote that I came up with on my shroom trip that I was like, damn, if I don't take away anything, I'm glad that I took this away from it.
All right. Alright, so real quick, since we're listening to this, is Lil Baby and Dub Baby different people?
Yep.
Why would you name yourself Baby at all?
Bro, it beats me.
Yo, I'm throwing shade.
I don't give a shit.
I'm throwing shade.
Hey, bro.
Why would you name yourself Baby, all things? Lil Baby and Dub Baby, like...
Hey, bro.
Unfuck yourself.
Hey, bro. Answer me this. Two rappers... Their name is White Sosa and Black Sosa. Which one is white and which one is black?
I'm going to assume opposites.
Nah.
Really?
Nah. So how fucked is that, though? How fucked is that? You think they're opposites, but they're not.
So white is white and black
is
black.
White is white and black is black. Swear to God.
I don't know. I kind of figured that'd be like an ironic kind of
thing.
That's
what I'm saying. Swear to God.
I mean, you know, obviously I fucking name myself Jay Sadistic, and that's because there's a good fucking reason behind it, though.
Yeah.
It's because, you know what, I picture myself in everybody else's shoes. Everybody has a sadistic side to them that nobody wants to fucking talk about. Everybody's very quiet on their own sadistic side because that's not acceptable anymore. That's not a thing people can be because we have to be so fucking PC. We have to be so, like, accommodating to everybody else's feelings.
Yep.
When that does not really fucking matter.
Not at all.
It bothers me so much that I just, you know, I strictly name myself strictly. Like, basis off of that. Jay Sadistic. Everybody has that sadistic side to them. I feel like I am a little bit of everybody. Everybody has this side of them to them.
Oh, dude.
I am a sadistic motherfucker, and everybody has that side to them. If they deny that, they are a liar.
Oh, dude, swear to God. So, everyone right now has COVID. Like, everyone says they have COVID. But my friends, they're like, oh, I'm sick. And one of my buddies actually texted me, not last night, the night before. Actually, the night before that, because I was tripping the night before, last night.
Yeah.
He was like, hey, I think I have COVID. And I was like, okay, word. We haven't hung out for a week. I'm chilling.
Yeah.
And so he was like, damn, I just feel really shitty. Like, I just feel like I have the flu. And I was like, so you got COVID or you got the flu? He's like, I got COVID. And I was like, but you just said you got the flu. And he's very liberal. Very liberal guy. He's gay. And so I told him, I was like, dude, what the fuck are you listening? You're literally listening to CNN right now.
Yes.
You are.
Yes.
So what are you doing right now? He's like, I'm in bed. I just don't feel good. And I'm like, okay. And he goes, oh, one of my friends is on the way with a COVID test. And I'm like, okay, what the fuck is a COVID test going to do for you right now? Is it going to tell you you're sick? You already feel sick, motherfucker. You feel sick right
regardless,
now.
Regardless. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
You feel sick. Oh my god, now I have COVID. Oh my god, I got tested, now I have COVID. I'm gonna post it on my Snapchat story. I'm gonna tell everyone I have COVID.
I'm gonna use it for clout.
Okay, now what did you accomplish? Now you know you have COVID and it's gonna do nothing for you.
No, see, I can understand it as a blue collar worker, I can understand it because it's like, okay, I'm not supposed to go to work.
Fuck that! I'm not technically allowed. I feel like shit. I'm going to feel like shit until I get better, and then I'm going to go back to work. I'm not going to take a 5-day to 10-day quarantine to go back to work. I got money to make. I got bills to pay, bitch.
Fucking fact.
Oh, God, did that.
Again, I'm a contractor. I don't get PTO. I get paid an hourly rate. If I'm not there for those hours, I'm not getting paid.
I'm not getting paid.
Exactly. It's fucking bullshit, dude. It's a fucking... So fucking dumb. I hate it so much.
It's so dumb.
Hey. Again, if you're sick, you're sick. Okay.
You're sick. You don't get a test.
Again, like you said earlier, sinus infections are a huge thing right now. Everybody's getting fucking sinus infections.
Everyone's got a sinus infection right now.
I had one a couple months ago.
Yeah.
I didn't have COVID. I got flu immediately after.
I had COVID.
But that's kind of fucking part of it.
2 weeks ago, I have no smell still. I had COVID. I got tested. The day that I felt like ass for 2 days, was better after 2 days.
Yes.
I went on a road trip with my dad. I moved all of my shit from my old apartment back to my new place in 2 days.
Yes,
While I was sick.
It doesn't make
sense. And I felt like a god the next day.
Exactly. There's a fucking 3 days. That's within 3 days.
3 days. What is wrong with people? You do not need a 5-day quarantine. My dad didn't even get COVID. He didn't even get it. And I had it. I got tested.
The only thing I could see is like, all right, I have elderly in my family. I'm going to see grandma. I'm going to see grandpa. That I can understand. Stay away from them. They're old. Obviously, it's not going to be good for them.
They're going to die.
More likely. But if it's like, I'm hanging out with young, healthy people. I can understand if you want to stay home. But if you tell them ahead of time, like, oh, hey, by the way, I have COVID. I don't think I should go out. And they're like, oh, yeah, come on out. Fuck it. I don't give a shit. Fucking go out. Fuck. Who gives a shit? Fucking.
Who gives a shit?
They're going to catch it. They're going to be sick for 2 days. Like you said, 3 days,
and then
4 days.
They're going to be immune for 6 months.
Exactly. Like, I don't know if I had COVID. I don't know if I ever actually had COVID because I felt sick. I just stayed home. I didn't need a test. I just stayed home. I'm pretty sure I had the flu. I didn't need a fucking test. There was no reason for me to go get a fucking test. It's pointless. The whole thing is like a full propaganda bullshit. It's not even necessarily about the fucking the disease itself. It's like, oh, we want to use this to control people. It's ridiculous.
What's the best way to control people? Divide people.
Divide them. The worst part is... The main source of people dying has been so far for me. Like, I've known more people dying with the vaccine than COVID itself. I've known multiple people that have died that have had the vaccine. I haven't known anybody that has not had the vaccine and died.
I've had COVID one time, never had the vaccine. Every single person that I know that has the vaccine has had COVID multiple times.
They say it's, you know, it's, okay, we have the vaccine now. It's not going to be as bad. Okay. That's fine. Whatever. I'm still not going to get it because, well, I haven't gotten COVID yet as far as I know.
Yeah.
I did take a test. I think I've tested maybe 2 or 3 times and they've all been negative. And I've felt sick in the last, I don't know, I'd say a year. I felt sick maybe 5 times in the last year. I've taken the 3 or 4 tests that I took. They were all negative. Yeah. I may have had it the 2 times that I didn't take it. But it was like, it wasn't that bad, you know? It felt like the flu. Like, I didn't feel
that shit. But short-term flu. Short-term.
Like, honestly, I felt like shit 3 days.
3 days.
3 days.
Swear to God, flu lasts longer than that.
Yeah, exactly. More people have died from the common flu, or the common cold, even, than the fucking COVID disease.
The problem with COVID is, like, it's like, okay, yeah, you die from pneumonia. Oh, let's test you for COVID before you die.
Yeah.
Oh, you died from COVID.
Strictly for a stat.
Yeah.
Strictly for a stat.
Oh my god. Wow. Isn't it crazy how like half the pneumonia deaths from last year have... Or the pneumonia deaths from last year have halved since 2020? Or 2021? 2020 deaths from pneumonia have halved since 2021? Like what the fuck? Really? No way. That just doesn't happen.
Fucking hey, dude. I know. It's ridiculous. I'm over this whole thing. Like... I mean, Dr. Fauci, the fucking doucher...
Doucher Fauci.
Fucking,
Fact Fauci.
General of medicine, or head of science, medical science, or whatever the fuck he is. He said masks don't work. He said it himself. You can look it up. You can YouTube it. You can Google it. Whatever the fuck. And he said masks don't actually work. Now, he's gone back on it, being a hypocrite, saying, publicly. Oh, yeah, I said that strictly because I wanted first responders publicly to get it first. I wanted them to get masks first. Like, dude, go
at
fuck yourself.
At press conferences.
Fucking like, say
only,
what you mean.
Only in front of the cameras he says that shit.
Exactly. No, I mean, he said it out loud in front of cameras. Oh, yeah, the masks don't actually work. But he claimed later, oh, I said that because I want first responders to have masks first. Just fucking say
that
what you mean.
Doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense.
It does in a way that is like controlling. Again, it's all about control.
Oh yeah.
And I hate that fact. It's like, brother, you need to fix your shit, figure it out, say the right words at the right time, and disregard all the rest. If it's not correct.
But your cat sheds so fucking much.
I know.
Jesus.
Yeah, we have to sweep this fucking house multiple times a day.
I didn't think cats shed like this. I am covered.
Now, imagine.
My white t-shirt is black.
This is winter. Imagine during the summer when they actually have to get a new coat. Yeah, I have to deal with that. And there's four of them. There's fucking four of them in here in this house.
Yeah. My shirt is black. My white shirt is black.
Yes.
I feel like this is like blackface right now.
Well,
this is like...
No, blackface is the Canadian Prime Minister. I'm throwing shade. I don't give a shit.
Bro, this is
go fuck yourself.
Like, oh my god, what's that movie with fucking...
Robert Downey Jr.?
Yeah.
It was Tropic Thunder.
Tropic Thunder, swear to god.
I'm just a dude playing a dude pretending to be another dude. Never go full retard. The funny thing is about that movie...
Could not recreate nowadays.
The funny part, I mean, they're trying to ban that movie everywhere. I don't know if you noticed that. So if you want to see that movie, make sure you buy it now.
Buy it on DVD. Now.
Buy it on DVD. Buy it on Xbox. Buy it on PlayStation Store. Buy it wherever the fuck you can. I play Xbox, so I say Microsoft Store. But the funny part about that is the reason they're banning it isn't because of the blackface. You know that, right?
Why?
They're actually banning it for Ben Stiller's retard performance.
What?
Simple Jack? That's the reason they're banning it. Because he,
did he say retard?
I mean, Robert Downey Jr. in the movie said, yeah, never go full retard. But the reason they're banning it is because he played such a good retard. People were upset about the fact
that he played such a good retard.
Oh
my god.
Not the fact that Robert Downey Jr. Went around blackface throughout the entire movie.
So my brother's name on my phone is retard, and he just snapshot at me.
The irony. But no, that's the reason. Because the retardation was mocked, not the blackface was being mocked. So that was the reason there behind the movie being banned, or attempted at being banned. It's still in a work of progress.
That's odd to me. I never would have expected that.
Well, yeah, Joe Rogan had Robert Downey Jr. on a podcast not too long ago. And
that's where I heard about blackface.
Yeah, and then he's like,
that's where I heard about them never being able to recreate it ever.
Yeah, because he's like, you know, the line that I said, never go full. And he goes,
never go full retard. Yeah.
Well, he didn't even say it. He's like, I never go full. And he goes, are you not gonna finish it? And he goes, no, I can't. Not right now. I can't right now. And Joe was sitting there like, what do you mean you can't? And Robert was like, I can't say that now. He goes, the movie's already out. You really can't say your own line? He goes, not in today's time, no. No, I can't. I found that fucking hysterical. Just the fact that he's like, it was a line from him in a movie that he was played in, you know.
And he can't even say
his own lines because how PC and how much the world has twisted and shit. Like,
what the fuck?
Again, humor is humor. No matter what, like, that's the thing the left is trying to fucking perceive on people is, you can't say that anymore. You can't do this. You can't do that. Humor is not allowed anymore. You can't have comedy. It's absurd because, then what? If we don't have comedy, then what? I feel like there is no lines when it comes to comedy. You know, you can do whatever the fuck you want. You can say whatever the fuck you want because it's a joke. it's not meant to be taken seriously. It's
a joke, motherfuckers.
Right.
To take one.
Right. It's, well, how is it said? It's, every time I fucking hear someone say some shit, I fucking want to say something, but I can't think about it on the spot now. It's, it's not meant to be taken literally. It's a joke. There is no lines of comedy. Like, I could say this, look, so my dad, if there's any kind of humorous value to it at all, don't be offended by it. It's meant to be a joke. It's not meant to be taken seriously, no matter what it is. My dad could die of testicular cancer tomorrow. He can die of prostate cancer tomorrow. You know, me and my dad have some issues, whatever. But at the end of the day, I fucking love him because I literally swam out of his penis.
Dad.
I swam out of his penis.
Swear to God.
I swam out of his penis. Like, he can die of testicular cancer tomorrow. I go to a stand-up show. First of all, that's my own fault. I went to a stand-up show. Whoever's on stage, it could be Bill Burr, it could be Joe Rogan, it could be Big Joe, or what's his name? Big John Okerson. It could be Brad Williams.
Big black dude?
No. He's a white guy, actually. Joe Okerson, or Jim Okerson. I remember. It starts with a J and it's Okerson. Anywho, I can go to a stand-up show. I'm going to the show expecting to laugh. I want them to tell jokes, right? I'm going to
funny shit.
I'm going to a stand-up show. I want them to tell me something funny.
Fuck yeah.
My dad can die of testicular cancer tomorrow. I go to the show 2 days after my dad dies. Why I would do that? I don't know. But I'm going to the show. I go to the show and he makes a joke about testicular cancer, prostate cancer, whatever my dad dies of. I may not find that funny at the time, but it doesn't mean I'm going to go out and there and fucking cancel the guy. It's like, mm-hmm. I may not laugh at this one, but I can understand the humor value behind it. There's a value of comedy behind it. It's not like I need to take this seriously. Someone makes a joke about someone dying of COVID. I know someone that died of COVID.
Everyone knows someone that died of fucking COVID.
Someone makes a joke about someone that died of COVID. There's no reason for me to go out and fucking cancel this person. I may not laugh at it now.
It's funny.
It's funny. It's fucking funny. It's supposed to be funny. He's doing stand-up for a reason.
Don't take it literally, bitch. It's a joke. It's a comedy
show. He's literally paid to make jokes.
He is making money for making you laugh. So laugh, bitch.
Fucking laugh. You don't even have to laugh at it, but you don't have to cancel the motherfucker for it. Like,
exactly.
Again, my dad dies of testicular cancer tomorrow. I go to the show 2 days after that. He makes a joke about testicular cancer. Okay, I'm not going to laugh at this now, but I can understand the humoric value in it.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to laugh at it, but I'm not going to cancel him for it because it could be funny if I did not know someone that died of testicular cancer.
Yeah, exactly.
Understand that shit. Don't cancel the motherfucker. Fucking Christ, America. Figure your shit out.
Figure your shit out. Swear to God.
I mean, it's not even America. Like, honestly, all countries. Like, Australia is under a fucking huge ass ban right now. If someone makes a joke about Australia, it's free fucking game because they're stuck. But you want to
know what's fucking insane? Is if Trump didn't implement those two SOTUS, employees, we would literally be fucking Australia right now.
About the Supreme Courts?
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
I am so happy that he fucking put in the Supreme Justices that he did because...
Oh, we would literally be Australia right now.
Well, not even that. I would be... Either A, forcefully vaccinated, B, unemployed.
Or C, not in this fucking country.
I mean, I've always wanted
to... I wouldn't be here.
I've always wanted to go to Poland. The only problem is getting a visa there is harder than it is here in the U.S. God, because...
dude, why the fuck would you want to go to Poland? Go to, like, Switzerland
No.
Israel.
Poland is a far-right country, believe it or not, because they don't believe in letting anybody take their shit anymore like Germany did in World War II.
Oh, really?
100%. It's ran by a woman. So all you progressive assholes, Poland is run by a woman, refuses to let any immigrants in, and is very far right.
Interesting.
So that's the thing. All these people are like, oh yeah, I should move out of the country and go to Europe. Good fucking luck. Getting a visa in any of these European countries, Sweden, Switzerland, Poland, Germany, not even Germany anymore, because they're fucking collapsing under the fucking Arab wave.
God. Are you kidding me?
That the is Asian now... invasion.
Oh, dude, come on. Like, that is like Saudi Arabia's country now.
Yep.
Like,
it's called Germanistan.
It is literally...
Germanistan.
Germanistan, yeah, I swear to God. The most Muslim country It's the more
besides it's anything more in Africa.
It's more Muslim than Afghanistan, though.
Some would argue that, but I'm not going to because I understand where you're coming from.
But it would be. In metaphorical terms, it's like it's.
It is the most
compared to what it was 10 years ago. Holy fuck.
It is the most
shit.
Muslim European country, I would say.
Oh, it's retarded.
But no, Switzerland, Sweden, Poland, fucking Finland. Any of those countries, it is impossibly hard to get a visa in because they like to keep it the way it is. They don't like the diversity that we have in the U.S. Granted, the U.S. is so much bigger as a per square inch. You really want to put it down in that small of perspective. They prefer to keep their shit pure, is what they say. And that's not even like a white supremacist bullshit propaganda. That's them just wanting their own, the way they've been living for so long. You know, it's not like, oh, I don't like black people. I don't like Hispanic people. I don't like Asian people. No, it's just, oh, we've had it this good for so long. Let everyone flood into the U.S. because, you know, it's not as hard as it is in our country.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. You dropped a journal.
Yep.
No, it's ridiculous how hard it is to get a visa in any of these European countries. Don't even get me started on Russia, fucking Christ.
God damn it. Russia?
That's going to be one of the most impossible countries to get into next to North Korea and China. As, like, a living permit.
Oh, as a living permit? Yeah.
A visa, green card, whatever you want to call it.
I would love... Not Europe. I'm a fucking retard. I would love to go to Russia and just, like, visit.
No, I would love to go to Russia, like, as a visit, but living there? Fuck no.
Who the fuck would voluntarily live in Russia? What the fuck is there to do? I mean, like, yes, what the fuck is there to do there? I would not know.
You crop potatoes.
You crop potatoes.
You drink vodka. You make the vodka.
You go see Chernobyl.
I mean, that's not even in Russia.
It's Ukraine, yeah.
That's just
south
of
it. Is that not part of Russia?
I believe they're trying to retake it over again. Again. For the third time.
Oh.
Again.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, they're trying to take it back
over. What are they going to do? Buy them out? There's no more world. There's no more
no,
war.
No, no, no. It's a war.
Oh, is it actually?
It's a war.
Oh, Ukraine and Russia is dead ass a war.
It's not a war. It's a stalemate, as in they're both sitting there on the border pointed
like,
at each other.
Pointing guns at each other.
Yes.
Yeah, like,
it's kind of like South Korea, North Korea.
First.
It's
oh,
North Korea, South Korea.
Oh, fair enough.
And Russia has known to drop forces in the middle of it. You know, the funny thing about Russia is I've learned they are like roaches. Once they're in the country, it's hard to get them out.
Mm.
Learned that about Afghanistan in the 80s.
You know, the U.S. used to be like that.
We did.
Once they're in the country, we can't get them out.
I'm not gonna lie, we do tend to stick our noses in shit that doesn't belong.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we have a decent purpose for it. Which is why I liked the war in Afghanistan, but at the same time, I didn't like the amount of troops that were sent in there to die. And then the way we just pulled out, it just kind of made us look really weak, and it made a lot of the guys...
Well, it made us look pointless.
It made us look like a lot of the guys that died there, they died
for
nothing.
For no use.
For nothing.
Yeah. When... my problem with Afghanistan in the first place was the monetary aspect of it.
Yeah.
Was just for oil and gas in the first place. I mean, obviously, everything the U.S. does is for...
Well, yeah, I mean...
A rogue purpose.
We can go on a whole new tangent about Bush setting up 9/11 for
exactly,
oil purposes,
exactly,
but...
Exactly,
again, we only have 2 minutes.
I swear to God, we could go on
We have a minute
hours,
and a half.
Minute and a half. We'll just shut it off here. We're coming towards the end of this conversation with fucking Russia.
We'll bring it back around
with how...
Stitch is
fucking,
back in town. We'll fucking have multiple more podcasts.
Oh,
I'm sorry for such
I'm
a long
back.
One. He's back permanently. We'll have plenty of other rants and tangents about our drug usage.
Our drug
and
usage, the fucking...
The conspiracy theories.
Conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll go on.
But at the end of the day, let's go, Brandon. Fuck Joe Biden.
Let's go, Brandon.
He pulled us out the wrong way. He could have done it so much better.
Yep.
Make
America great once again.
He can't say that. He can plug himself in as an actual fucking influencer.
My name is Stitch.
He's going to stick with that one here on this podcast here. Jay Sadistic coming at you again. Look out. I'm going to try and drop an LP here with the next year. If not, we're going to do it as a boy band group.
Yep.
We have 30 seconds left. Finish everything you have to say.
My boy Stitch. I'm not going to plug absolutely fucking anything because fuck I shit. Will get removed off the internet.
The Love Fucked Up Podcast official on Instagram, TikTok, once I actually decide to fucking put up any of my actual clips of the funny shit that we have. But we'll see you guys later. Signing out. See ya.